Chapter 1. Cheap Plastic Souls. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Aqua. The moment of truth on the front porch passed, and I stepped back to life, back to whining babies and tired toddlers and mediocre dinners and brain-dead evenings on the couch. But the door had been flung open, and there was no slamming it shut. And so I did what I do best. I argued with myself about the question that wouldn't leave me alone. Am I changed because of Jesus? First, I told myself why I was qualified to decide if I was changed. I'm a counselor, for heaven's sake. I'm a supposed expert on how to be a healthy person. Then I told myself why I was qualified to be a Christian. I rock at Bible trivia games. I am so legit. I can even pronounce a few Hebrew words, and I know the four different Greek words for love. I've gone to seminary. Then I told myself the truth. I can't really handle ordinary life with a constant peace or lasting joy. I do okay loving when it's easy. I don't love much when it's hard. I was tired. Tired of pretending that everything was fine, that I had this whole good Christian thing figured out. Tired of worshiping on Sunday morning and yelling on Sunday afternoon. Tired of knowing the answers but continuing to deal with the same old ordinary problems that have been around since middle school. Maybe it was the scandal of the ordinary that kept me there, thinking mundane, everyday problems were too small for God. Maybe I had bought into the lie that I have the power to deal with any shortcomings myself. Other women I knew struggled with the same things and seemed perfectly fine. Chalk my unease up to postpartum hormones or new house adjustments or fatigue. Perhaps if you and I were sitting together, sharing the frustrations of our lives, we would attribute it to circumstances like these. Maybe I'd tell you it would get better in a few weeks. Maybe you'd tell me I just needed a nap. We'd laugh, maybe. We'd call it ordinary. We'd tell each other we'd be okay. Control issues, comparisons, insecurity, commonplace issues of the soul that I finally faced on my front porch lead to a form of bondage. But because the chains of these issues are so thin, because we don't talk about them much or take them very seriously, we hardly notice their combined effect. We are unaware that these issues hinder us from walking free in the path God has laid out for us. The stuff that affects your inner and outer world might be ordinary, but it's certainly not innocuous. Take my friend Rachel. I met Rachel when she was a bobble-headed sixth grader full of chatter and bad jokes, when her most pressing concern was whether to invite one of the girls from Bible study to her sleepover. Friendships and sick uncles and bad quiz grades were her issues. I watched Rachel grow from a frivolous middle schooler into a brooding teenager, wrestling with boundaries and absolutes and the truth about who she really was. And 10 years later, Rachel is still wrestling. She's 25 and beautiful now. She doesn't ask me to pray about her sleepovers or sick pets anymore, but some of the same issues that first wrapped chains around her in middle school, the ones we call commonplace, are still at work in Rachel's soul. Rachel's getting tired of the insecurity that plagues her, the always present voice that tells her she's not pretty enough, smart enough, or loving enough to obtain the life she craves. She recognizes the voice and would love to silence it, but she's not sure how. You may admit that there are some things in your life that hold you back, but you won't hear much about them anywhere else. Ordinary isn't sexy. Ordinary doesn't make headlines. It's not the stuff of email forwards or YouTube videos. Ordinary transformation doesn't send us up to the front of the church to give testimony.